You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go.
Let's also continue to give the Lord a hand clap for our bishop and first lady. The proverb writer here in Proverbs 10 and 17 reveals two principles in this verse that are very important for today's youth and young adult. Of course, when you talk about a principle, you can define it as a pillar, something that you should not only know about, but a concept that you should build your life upon. And in this verse, young people, is two principles that you need to start having down pat while you are young. You need to have knowledge and understanding about these two principles because they are very, very important. The first principle that the proverb writer addresses in Proverbs 10 and 17 is instruction. What's the first principle that the proverb writer deals with in our verse? Instruction. Instruction has a number of definitions and synonyms, but I just want to teach you about two in particular as the Spirit of God guided me in my study. Number one, instruction, simply put, has to do with directions. Directions or guidelines. In life, you're going to have people that are going to give you directions. Guidelines. Now, I have learned personally one benefit of instructions is to protect you. When someone gives you beneficial instructions, young people, they're giving you directions that's not trying to hurt you, but it's trying to help you. But I have been to the point to where I have received directions from a number of sources, and I just did not see the benefit in following directions. I wanted to do my own thing. And that's not good. Secondly, instruction has to do from a biblical standpoint, young people, with sound teaching. Doctrine that specifically comes from a pastor. Pastoral teaching has to do with divine instruction. God will use your pastor to give you directions for your life. God will use your shepherd to feed you with knowledge and understanding so you can be taught. So you can have some boundaries, or as I said earlier, some safety. So you got regular instructions or just directions, but then you got divine instruction that's going to come from God's shepherd. Now, when you consider my two definitions, it's important. I mean, it's very important that you understand that instructions can either be wicked or instructions can be right or just. No doubt about it. In life, you're going to get some instruction from many different sources. You have to be able to discern as a young man, are these instructions of the devil or of God? Are these guidelines demonic or godly? Is what this person trying to teach me going to enhance my life or mess up my life? And what's sad is you got some young people, even in God's church, have not got to a place in their life where they understand that all instruction is not good instruction. Everything somebody tries to teach you or to direct you in life is not for your benefit. And you got to make sure you have a sound mind so you can discern, are these instructions right or wrong? Let's go to Daniel. It's on you. Pastor can teach you. Your parents can train you and raise you right. But when you leave the presence of pastor, when you leave the presence of your parents, you have to choose what instructions in life you're going to follow. And then you got to deal with the benefits or the consequences. It's on you. Notice Daniel 1 and 4. Now, I'm not going to read the first three verses nor the first part of verse 4, but many of us know the story of Daniel and the Hebrew boys. They were young men that were from Judah. Then they were taken captive to Babylon. Now, them being from Judah says that they were trained to worship God, to celebrate and praise God and Him alone. But I want you to notice, young people, in verse number 4. Y'all with me? Daniel 1 and 4, the latter part. When they got to Babylon and they got before the king, notice the scripture says that the king might teach the language and literature of the Chaldeans. They wanted to teach them the language and they wanted to teach them the literature of the Chaldeans. In other words, it's figurative of how the world, young people, wants to take young people that are in God and teach them that which is contrary to God. They want to give you things that's going to try to instruct you on how to think, talk, and act outside of the principles of God. For 3 years, the king wanted to change how they were talking, wanted to change how they were thinking. And he had a plan. And you've got to understand, you come to God's house every week to get knowledge and understanding. But the world, the devil, and the things that pertain to the world and the devil, they want to erase that. And they want you to be taught as well as follow how sinners think and how sinners act and how sinners carry themselves. Oh, you better be getting this, young people, because what's sad is we see in the scripture how the young men took a stand and said, I'm not going to follow your ungodly directions. But what do we do when we see young men and young women in God's house that don't have that same spirit? They rather go ahead and start carrying themselves to how the world wants to teach them. 25 years in youth and young adult ministry, and it's still happening to this day. You be teaching young men, teaching young women, and you're giving them instructions, but they let the word slip. Or they let the enemy steal it out of their heart. And they would rather hear the teaching and the instructions from the street. You weren't brought up in the street. Why are you following the code of the street? You weren't taught that.
you were taught how to reverence God. So I want you to see in this verse, instructions can be wicked. Right? All right. Let's go to 2 Kings. 2 Kings, chapter 2, verse 2. Jehoash, who was the new king at the time, did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days in which Jehoiada, the priest, instructed him. So here you got this young man who did right all the days of his life, but he did what was right because that's what the preacher instructed him. He heard what the preacher was teaching, and he did right. Despite what was going on in his current day, he followed the instructions of his father or the instructions of the local preacher. And see, there's nothing new under the sun, young people. Again, you got to determine whose instruction am I going to follow? Are you going to follow the instructions of the world and the enemy? Or are you going to make it your business to have a mind to follow the instructions that you're being taught from God's shepherd? Is one or the other? How many see it thus far? So let's go further with these instructions before we deal with the rest of the verse. I want to give you some do's and don'ts as it pertains to instruction. Some do's and some don'ts. Now, before we get into it, are we on the same page about what instruction is? Direction, guidance, sound teaching that comes from God's pastor. We on the same page? All right. Do's and don'ts. Let's go to Proverbs 5, 23. Proverbs 5, 23. It says in the first part, he shall die for lack of instruction. A man, woman, or child, or a young adult will die for lack of instruction. So I need to make sure that I don't lack instruction. Bottom line, if I don't want to die before my time, because we all gonna die. But see, the Bible speaks, young people, you can die before your time. And you can die before your time if you lack instruction. If a young person lacks instructions, it says that they are empty. They're void of instruction. They're ignorant. Maybe they don't have someone teaching them. Maybe they don't go to church. Ignorant. Lacking. But you can be taught. You can go to church and still be ignorant. Empty, because you didn't hunger and thirst for it. You got to want the instructions of God. You got to want the word of God. You can tell it in the posture of you, how you sit in your chair if you really want what God is instructing. You can tell where your eyes are wandering if you locked in, if you are really tapping in to what God is pouring out if you want instruction. Jesus said you got to hunger and you got a thirst for it. You got to come waking up in the morning. Man, I can't wait to get to God's house because he's going to give me some instruction that's going to help me to be better, not just in one area, but in every area of my life. You driving down the road. Ooh, Lord, help me to get there safely because I know it's some instruction that's going to come forth that's going to revolutionize my life. You get into the service and you ain't waiting for the preacher. You're listening to the prayer. You're listening to the praise team, because it's going to be a word in there that's going to help you. You don't want to leave empty. You don't want to leave the same way that you came in. Good God, when the preacher get up, you sitting there, you just not a note taker, but you saying, this one is for me, and this is what I got to do. Lord, I thank you for filling me, and you lead the church with it in your heart, putting it into action. Why? You got some instruction now. You got a principle to stand on. You got a concept to live by. You got something that you can hide in your heart, young folk, so you don't sin against God. But you have the understanding. Things are going to try to take them instructions out of your heart, but you like, no, 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 I am not ignorant. I'm not going to be caught lacking. I'm not going to be caught slipping. I'm steadily going to be on full. I'm always going to have in me some instruction from God. Yes. Young people, you got to know how to conduct yourself when you leave here. Old folk used to say, act like you've been taught. Act like you got some home training. Number two, Proverbs 15. Proverbs 15, 32. Do's and don'ts. Number one, don't be lacking. Look at somebody say, don't be lacking. Don't be lacking. Number two, Proverbs 15, 32. He who disdains instruction despises his own soul, but he who heeds rebuke gets understanding. Look at that first part. He who disdains instruction despises his own soul. Number two, don't hate instruction. Don't lack instruction and don't hate instruction. If I hate instruction, the verse says, I hate my own life. I hate my own life. Be home at 11:30. But I'm in the 12th grade. I'm going to be home at 1:30. Well, you hate your own life. Because we used to get taught, ain't nothing good happening after 12. You don't value instruction. You don't value instruction. Go to the movie and then come home. You go to the movie and stop by old girl house. You don't value your old life, your own life. Then you get caught up with old girl doing something you ain't got no business doing. But don't blame the devil. Blame yourself. Because you don't value your own life. We'll see you in child support court till you turn or your child turn 18. Because you don't value your own life. You act like you ain't shooting no sperm. You get in there and you don't value instruction. You're going to mess around and get caught up. Quit hanging around them folk right there. But we tight. I know them. We play together. But they see something you ain't seeing. And so you go hang out with them. Next thing you know, you caught up in a robbery. You done got in the car and went somewhere. Now you doing 10 years and all you did was sit in the car. You know that happened to a young person that went to this church? You don't value instructions. That means you don't value your own life. Get in jail. Man, when I get out, I'm going to help the youth. Man, when I get out, I'm going to be writing. You can do that before you went in. Why you got to go to jail to do that? You don't care about your own life? Well, Pastor, you know, that ain't real. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it is real. Even if you're not going to listen to the preacher that's giving you the word, even the world would tell you to value instructions. Follow good instructions. Back when some of y'all were coming up, there was this movie called ATL. Woo, you grew up on ATL. And the premise of the movie was about following instruction. Yes, it was. If you just look beyond T.I., you look beyond Lauren London, you'll find two characters in there, Ant and Marcus. Woo! You remember T.I. was Rashad, and he used to tell his boy, look, you got gifts, you got talents, just go to school and stay in them books. But Ant, he didn't want to do that. He want to be hard. He want to go get in the street. He went and got in the street and messed around and got hooked up with Marcus. Marcus said, you know this grown folk business now. You know this right here, this grown folk business. He said, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I understand. Oh, man, he had his chest hanging all out because now he was down with the boys from the street. Now he was getting a little booty from the girls. Now he had a little money in his pockets. Oh, but he did not see that trouble was on the horizon. Y'all know the story. Y'all ever seen ATL? Oh, he messed around and got caught up. Oh, messed up like the guy himself killed. Aren't you glad God is having mercy on your knucklehead? Aren't you glad God is having mercy on you? You trying to be something that God did not call you to be. God did not ordain you to be. And you should be able to see he's having mercy on you because you ain't been valuing your life. You ain't been valuing your life. You got to value your life. It's just certain folk you need to stay away from. Certain folk you don't need to hang with because you value your life. I grew up with this young man back in the day, and we both came from good families. Man, this boy wanted to start being a Crip. Yeah, start getting tattoos, throwing up gang signs, buying and selling guns. I was over his house at the time the Nintendo was out. That lets you know how long ago this was. Nintendo was out. We used to play this game called Tecmo Bowl. Man, he said, babe, he said, I got some new guns. I said, for real, I'm just playing Tecmo Bowl. Man, he pulled open the closet and had an AK-47. I looked at that gun and said, man, I got to go. I got to go. You ain't finna get me caught up. I value my life. A few months later, after my graduation in the 12th grade, I'm in court with this knucklehead because he wanted to run the street. Trying to help clear his name, but it didn't work. He still ended up in and out of jail. See, if you're not going to follow instructions, specifically God's instructions, you got to understand it's something that's coming with that. You follow God's instructions, we learned during the offering, that God going to set us up to be exalted. But if you want to sin and run the street, it's something that's coming with that. It's something coming with that. And so you need to learn from Scripture. Learn from this modern day parable movie I'm talking about, ATL. Just learn from it. I need to learn how to follow instructions. Follow instructions. Isn't it amazing? Even if you run the street, gang members want you to follow instructions. Folk in the street want you to follow instructions. Again, it goes back, young people, whose instructions you gonna follow? Someone that's wicked or someone that's righteous? Do's and don'ts. Proverbs 19, 27. Are you learning? Are you going to do what you're learning? Don't lie. Proverbs 19, 27. Cease listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. Don't cease or stop listening to instruction. Now, this is pastoral. Notice he says, cease listening to my instruction, son. If you're saved and you're obeying those who have the rule over me, that's a special relationship between the sheep and the shepherd. If the sheep does what the shepherd says, they're going to have green pastures. They're going to be beside the rivers that are flowing. They're going to be protected by enemies. Y'all with me? But if the sheep wanders off away from what they're being taught by the shepherd, there are wolves out there, lions out there, serpents out there that are waiting on the sheep. There's a lion walking about seeking whom he can devour. So if you stop listening to instructions that's coming forth from your pastor, you're going astray. You keep brushing off these messages God's sending you, ignoring them. You're going to wander off to destruction. He said you're going to wander or go astray from the words of knowledge. That's what the pastor feeds you, right? Knowledge. There was a young boy that used to go to this church, separate from the one I was talking to earlier, used to sit up under my teaching. I would just give him knowledge. And at the time, the young man was in high school. And I'll never forget, it was a late night, early morning, I got a phone call that this particular young man, done got locked up in jail for armed robbery. Decided to just go rob a gas station and had a pistol. Thinking he was going to make some change. Doing that dumb stuff. And at the time, they just passed a law that anytime you use a weapon in the commission of a robbery, automatic 10 years. Automatic in the state of Georgia. They had just passed a law, and he just robbed a gas station. I remember going to court, juvenile court, in Carroll County. I remember his parents in there, them meeting with me, meeting with Bishop, talking to them. The next time I saw him was a visitation in the state facility. Had to do every day of the 10 years. What a lesson for trendsetters in our day and time. If you stop listening and practicing these instructions, you're going to go astray. You're going to find yourself making some choices that you're going to have to pay for. And you got to understand, you can be 18, graduated from high school, 19, working in school. Mentally, you still think and act like you're in high school. But in the eyes of the law, you're an adult. So if you don't know how to follow instructions at 18, 19, and you go doing some dumb stuff, it don't matter that your mindset and maturity ain't caught up. You getting treated like an adult. You getting treated like an adult. It's too late for you. And so when you're outside of the church, you got to remember instructions. You got to remember instructions because your peers are going to try to give you some other instructions. The world is going to teach you wicked instructions. I remember back when, around Pierre's time, when he was young, around about 2003, 2004. This is a perfect example. There was this group called them Franchise Boys out of Atlanta. And they used to have this shirt, this song called My White Teeth. My White Teeth. Some of y'all weren't even born in 04. But listen to my experience. The song was like, I ball in my white tee. I do basically cocaine in my white tee. I go to club in my white tee. Everybody white tee. This was during that era. And so all throughout the city of Atlanta, you start seeing, and the nation, kids wearing a white tee. good young folk, saved young folk, they were coming to the MSW. I didn't say nothing. Man, they were coming in here in their oversized white tees. See, you can be in the church, young folk, but still got an ear to follow instructions that are coming from the world. You ain't fooling nobody. Because folk my age, we gonna say, we been there and we done that. Yeah. But you gotta understand in the day and time we living in, you gonna pay for your choices. And so you have to be a young person or choose to be a young person that's not lacking instruction. Can you help me on the second one? Don't hate instruction. And you don't stop listening and obeying instruction. You stop listening to what God is sending to your preacher, instructing you, and you pick up what one of these rappers is teaching you. I found this particular rapper named, I think it's TJ Times 6 or TJX 6. You know, they call him a scam rapper. All he rap about or teach folk about is scamming. And in his wordplay, he said, man, I just made $10,000 scamming. I just made $8,000 scam. If you keep listening to stuff like that, them instructions, you know what kind of seeds you're going to get in your heart? Man, I need to find me a scam. That's instructions. I was telling my wife, I got to move on, but when you watch shows like Power, what's some other black shows that come on? BMF. And so let's just use those two. They are subliminally giving us instructions. Why are only black shows on TV about selling drugs? Or being an athlete? Why is that all we got? What are the instructions? What are they teaching? Why does everybody in BMF and Power got on designer? Because when you look, man, that look good. And so a mind that ain't trained, guess what they go out and buy? And this what get me. Ain't got no money. But striving to go look like the instructions they're teaching. Boy, y'all don't like stuff like that. Am I against designer? No, I got some. But all I'm saying is we don't need to let that control our mind. Because again, as I showed you in scripture, the world is going to try to teach us or give us wicked instruction. Am I right about it? Am I Bible? Let's give the Lord a hand clap as we continue. So again, we don't need to lack, hate, or ignore instruction. Our God wants us to live, right? But in the second part of the verse, he begins to talk about another principle. Instruction was the first principle. The second principle is correction. You, as a young man and a young woman, need to know how to handle correction. We are in a day now where folk are sensitive, very sensitive. But God ain't like man. God ain't into his feelings. He's going to correct us. You got to be able to handle that. Whether you like who it's coming from or not. Correction is a part of life. Correction in our verse has, man, it's amazing, a number of definitions. But again, I want to give you two. And this is going to be sharp. But y'all ready? All right. Number one, correction, according to the text, young people, is when somebody, specifically God or someone attached to God, they put things straight. You know how we say, no, I need to straighten this out. I need to straighten this out. It's specifically when a person points directly at your actions, how you've been talking. And you know how we do sometimes? We try to pass the blame on somebody else. No. When it's correction, the finger is being pointed at you. Something that you are doing, a way you are thinking, you are talking, that's out of line. And so God has to put it straight. Has God ever had to get you straight? I didn't ask if you liked it. I said, has God ever had to get you straight? Secondly, correction has to do with shining a light on a fault, an error, or a sin. Got to shine a light on it. You ever been asleep and somebody had their phone light and just shined it on your face? Or in the room? When that light gets shined on darkness, it don't feel good. And that's how it is sometimes with God. When he corrects us, when he shines that light on that sin, where you done came up short, you feel embarrassed. You feel like somebody picking on you. Sometimes you get hot or fight mad. I done seen it. Matter of fact, I ain't just seen it. I done been that way. I had enough composure to contain myself while I was at church. But when I got in the car, boy, I was hot. Because somebody done shined the light on my sin. There's some women, they don't like to be corrected. Woo, they don't like what. But since we talking, no, we ain't talking about me. We shining the light on you. There's some children, they don't like to be corrected by no parent. And they, for some reason, got enough boldness, they'll get buck. Some of us in here, you done got buck. Yes, you have. Y'all just throw your hand up and say, thank you for grace and mercy, Lord. I done bucked at my parents before and got slapped, as we used to say in the last week. You ever been slapped because you got buck? And then you try to go back and be like, hold on, I can't fight daddy. I can't fight mama. That ain't right. That ain't right. Hold on, let me. But you be mad. You done balled up your fist and your parents be like, do something then. You so big and bad. And you be like, oh, if you want my daddy or my mom. Yeah. But listen, if some saints don't like to be corrected, they feel like pastor picking on them, or pastor been talking to somebody, or pastor done heard something. It ain't always the case like that. No, it's just God shining the light on your mess. And it takes maturity to get to that point to where you say, thank you, Lord. It takes maturity, Lord. If I'd have stayed in darkness, I'd have been consumed. I'm so glad you shined the light so I don't fall into that pit, so these demons don't overtake me, so I don't end up in jail. Y'all, come on. So I don't end up messing up my life. Because I'm going to tell you something. Folk that are of the devil or attached to the kingdom of darkness, they're not going to correct you. They're not going to shine the light on what's wrong. They want you to do dirt with them. Before I go on, I had something happen to me. This has been over probably 15 years ago. Man, I was teaching hard one time, preaching hard. And this young man, he went and told his mother, what I had been preaching. The mother came and said I shouldn't be preaching about that. But the Bible says that God's prophet should cry loud. Spare not, lift your voice up like a trumpet. Show my people their sins. I had one time I was teaching on something. They didn't even come to me. They wrote Bishop a letter. They did. Wrote the bishop a letter and didn't even put their name on it aside. He called me to the office and said, I want you to read this. Matter of fact, I want you to have this. See, when you get to correcting folks, some folk get in their feelings. But a sign of maturity, young people, is when you can receive that correction. If you're always arguing when somebody corrects you, you're not mature. If you're always trying to justify your actions, you're still childish. You're in your 20s, you're almost 30, but you're still childish. But when you can get to the point to where you say, you right. I ain't like what you said, but you right. You right. When you can just swallow it, when you can just stand on your action, yeah, I did that. That's maturity. I said, that's maturity. And we have to have a mind, young people, as I come to a close, to heed correction. I said, we got to have a mind to heed correction. And if you're one of these people to say, Lord, use me, well, the higher you want to go, the stronger or more often you're going to be corrected. So let's look at some reasons to heed correction, and then we're going to be done. I got about 10 minutes. Are you learning? All right. I never forget when I came into leadership. This being years ago. I came into leadership, and I started going on the minister's retreat. And before we got into big hotels and stuff like we do now, all the ministers used to be in one small room, one hotel room. That's where we would be. And now we stop ministers' seminars around about 2, 3 o'clock. No, we back when I was coming up, we would go till about midnight. Go get an hour of rest, then come back. Go till about 4, 5 in the morning. And that's Saturday. Get on the bus, come back to Carrollton, and then go to church. And I'll never forget one of my first ministers' seminars that I went on. Y'all still with me? Now that I was in there, I got corrected hard. I'm coming in there. I'm excited. I started out real good. I did 7, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. I was bright-eyed. I was receiving, writing, taking notes. About 1 o'clock, Baker was asleep in the seminar. Just folded up, sleep. Boy, I got checked hard. In front of everybody. But it was right. I couldn't say nothing but wake up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But see, what I'm trying to teach you, young people, look, the older you get, the more responsibility you take on. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. You step into management on certain jobs, you're going to get talked to in a way that you're not going to get talked to if you was just a regular employee. Are y'all understanding? In ministry, I should be able to come in here and say, man, y'all didn't sing good today. And y'all not get offended. You should be able to say, well, you know what? We was off today. We was off. We'll do better next time, Lord willing. But if you're like, who he think he is? He ain't even on the praise team. If I come in here and I see my male musicians got their shirt open and they got two pieces of hair hanging out, showing their necklace, trying to be sexy, and I check that, and they get mad. Because y'all do know it's a lot of churches, folks trying to be sexy nowadays. You can see, you be like, man, come on now. Correction is a part of life. Proverbs 3. You got to have a mind to heed correction. Proverbs 3:11-12. Y'all come on. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord, help me, loves, he corrects. Just as a father, the son in whom he delights. God corrects us because he loves us. You get checked because it's love. The light is shining on your behavior because that's love. I pull you to the side and I ask you, is what I heard true? Is this true? And I correct you, but that's me showing you, man, Pastor love me. Pastor love me. He really care about me. But if a person can see you doing wrong and they don't say nothing, that ain't no love, brothers, sisters. That ain't no love. You headed down Whore Avenue and you don't tell your friend, girl, why you going down Whore Avenue? Why you going down Whore Avenue? What's Whore Avenue? You know, you sleeping around all the time. That's what Baker said, that's Whore Avenue. You don't really love her. She ain't your girl. Why you stop hanging around me? Because you done took a trip. Where? Down Whore Avenue, girl. We correct one another. We speak the truth in love because we love one another. And sometimes you're going to come to this church and you're going to get some messages that's going to correct you. Directly or indirect. But it's out of love. God loves us. Love ain't always a good feeling. I said love ain't always a good feeling. Notice he said it's a chastening. It's like a rod just beating you. It's like when your parents say, look, come on in here. I'm doing this because I love you. And you be wanting to say the devil is a liar. But the Bible say foolishness, young people, is bound in the heart of a child. But the rod of correction will drive it far. No, not out. It'll drive it far from him. If I don't put this whooping on you, you're going to keep driving down Whore Avenue. If I don't put this whooping on you, you're going to keep smoking, which you ain't got no business smoking. If I don't correct you, as long as you up under my roof, you're going to keep trying to be something you're not. Now, when you leave, that's on you. Don't call me. If you want to go down Thug Drive, don't call me. I told a young man, I said, look, if you want to go down this road of getting in these drugs, don't call me because I'm telling you what's on the horizon. You're going to get caught. You know why? You know better. You know better. That's how it usually happens for church folk, and that's Bible. You know better. It's better that you not even know the truth. Why wait to jail to say, I'm going to start getting in my Bible? Do that now. Proverbs 12:1. Talking about reasons to heed correction. He who loves correction loves knowledge. But he who hates correction is stupid. If I hate correction, the Bible says I'm stupid. I'm slow. I'm slow. No, I don't have my senses exercised. I'm slow. I'm not mature. I'm childish. Stupid. You mean I can instruct you not to do something? You do it. I instruct you again. I correct you. Then you go back and do it again. You're stupid. You're slow. You're not getting it. You're not getting it. And if you don't hurry up and get it, trouble. Don't hate correction. Don't get mad. How you going to get mad and say, I'm going to leave the house, and you got $1,500? You got $1,500 and 10 pair of shoes. $1,500. I'm leaving. All right, bye. Let's see how long that $1,500 add up. Because an apartment or rent right about now is close to $900, and in Atlanta, they told me $1,200. Now, you're going to look good because you got 10 pair of shoes. But let's see how long that's going to last. You're slow. God's people should not be slow. You're getting knowledge and understanding. These rappers, they got lawyers. Some of them got a little money. You ain't got no lawyers. You ain't got no lawyers. You're not backed by a financial machine that will pimp you to make sure you stay out of trouble. God will let his folk get in trouble. So they'll learn. Teachers like this need to be taught. Stupid people hate correction. Say that with me. Some of y'all didn't even say it. Come on, Simon Says. Ready, go. Is that Bible?
Yes.
All right. I don't want to be a stupid man, husband, pastor, businessman. What about you? No. So when I get corrected, don't be. Proverbs 10:17. He who keeps instruction is in the way of life. But he who refuses correction goes astray. It hurts. You're embarrassed. But just stay on the path. Don't refuse it. It's just showing you got some growing, some maturing to do. Don't ever get to the point to where you start rejecting correction, young people. You're going to go astray. I said, don't ever get to the point to where you reject correction. Well, how do you know when somebody is rejecting correction? When they stop practicing the word, stop coming to church. They'll tell somebody, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, but then go do the total opposite. When you're like that, that is a sign you're going to go astray. Astray, I used to think in this verse, as I close, just meant the backslide. But astray means, listen, someone's going to deceive you. Someone's going to seduce you. They're going to trick you because you don't want to hear correction. You would rather hear a lie. The Bible says God will turn people over to strong delusion where they would rather hear a lie than the truth. And see, when you're being corrected, I don't want to hear all that. I don't want to hear that. How you going to talk to a player like me? Okay, player. Somebody is going to seduce you. They're going to deceive you. And then the testimony will be this. I wish I would have listened. I wish I would have listened. God does not want you to be deceived. So it's up to you and I to have a mind to heed correction. How many understand the teaching? I mean, this is just so powerful. How many really understand the teaching and are going to put it into action? Well, I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for